It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Brandon Bayling with the Division of Wildlife Resources. And coming up, it's really turned into almost a family hobby. And we're talking about, shed hunting or antler gathering and those kinds of things. They have implemented for the last several years, they have a class, and it's really just a course. It's a certification. It's absolutely free that you need to take, and it's really about shed hunting ethics. So we brought him in to kind of get the fine print on this and let everybody know when you need to have it done and when you can go out and do all those things. So, Brandon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks again for having me.
So let's talk about the fact that, yeah, it really has. It's become like a family outing almost, hasn't it?
Right.
Shed hunting.
Yeah, the popularity of getting out there in the hills and looking for sheds has really grown over the years. You know, I know growing up, it was just, you know, a few of us would go out and it just wasn't like the popular thing. But now, I mean, as soon as the animals start dropping their antlers, we see, you know, the hills fill up with people out hiking.
Well, it used to be one of those things that you would be out hiking or walking around and you'd just find one.
Yeah.
Not a big deal, you
right.
know, but now people are out there looking all the time.
Yeah, it used to be like, oh, we're going for a hike, just going to go scout, look around, you know, and hey, look, I found a shed. Now it's like, I'm going out looking for sheds.
Right.
Like,
so
this is the purpose.
And that's probably, that may be one of the reasonings behind what you guys have done at the DWR. And it's a certification class, but you really said it's more like an ethics course, isn't it?
Yeah, we just want people to understand the impact that people can have on the wildlife, especially in the winter months when they're trying to keep those fat reserves and stay healthy. We don't want people giving the animals any undue stress that can, you know, be detrimental to their health.
And you were saying that maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, you had to cancel or pretty much shut down shed hunting because of the drought situation that the animals were in, right?
Yeah, we went through a period where we did have a closure. And then last year, we did an emergency closure because of the heavy snowpack. And so it's real vital that the animals have enough fat reserves to make it through winter, because not only does it affect their body conditioning, but it also affects reproduction and the recruitment of offspring. So we've seen that if a doe doesn't have adequate fat reserves, that she's either not going to have a fawn that year, or that she and that fawn will be weak, and then survival to make it through to the next winter can be greatly diminished. So we just want people to be aware of, you know, animal health and conditioning and the effects that if you want to get out in the hills and go look for antlers, that you're doing so in an ethical manner that's not negatively impacting the wildlife.
And the other thing about it is that it's not like a test.
No, it's a little bit of a quiz. So there's a little bit, we provide some biological information in there, and then it's a multiple choice, a couple true or false questions, just to make sure that you are reading and have a basic comprehension of the information.
Because that's the most important part, is to make sure that people realize what's going on with this and what impacts they could have as they go out and they shed hunt, right?
Right. Yeah. We've seen, unfortunately, through the years, people, you know, with antler gathering and shed hunting becoming so popular, people want to get out there. And, you know, maybe the animal hasn't dropped its antlers just yet. So they'll run the animal and push it, which is going to burn those fat reserves. So in the ethics course, we address situations like that, you know, hey, don't harass the wildlife, don't push the wildlife, you know, let the antlers fall naturally, and then by all means, go pick them up. So,
all right. And then the other thing that we need to let people know is, once again, this is completely an online course. Where do they need to go to find the course itself?
So you can go to our website. Probably the easiest place to find it is just click in the search box and type antler gathering, and it'll pop up. I looked at it just this morning to make sure it was the first thing that popped up in the search query. Just click on that, and it's 24 questions. From the beginning of February, so February 1st through April 15th, you do need to carry the certificate with you that shows that you have completed the ethics course, Or if you have our division app on your smartphone, you can download the certificate once you've completed it to your phone. So like me, I don't carry a paper license anymore. I just carry the division app. I've always got my phone with me. And so it's right there in your education tab on the app.
And I think one of the greatest things, and because I was looking on this and reading up about it, and one of the great things that is said, and it's stated more than once on there, just because you have the certification does not mean you can go on private property, right? Is that really a big problem?
We do run into it. We just want to make sure that people have permission. So we do have a lot of public land around here. The public land is open to us. We can go on it, but we also have private property intermixed with that public land. So we advise and put in the ethics course that if it is properly posted, which means to a reasonable person, they understand that it is posted, no trespassing, that you need permission to enter that property. We don't want people going out there thinking that they have a free right to get on somebody's property. I think anybody that owns land, you know, you don't want people walking in your backyard,
right?
Even. So we just want to remind people that this is not giving you permission to get out there on property that isn't open to the public. And so we also have wildlife management areas that we manage. And in our area, we don't close those, but they are closed to vehicle traffic. And we don't want people driving out across, you know, open range and things like that. You got to stay on the roads and the trails. Don't open gates and things that shouldn't be opened this time of year. So,
and that's really important as well. So once again, if you go to the Utah Department of Wildlife Resources, or Division of Wildlife Resources, excuse me, and just go to their search bar, type in antler gathering, the class, the certification course will pop up. Get on there, take it. You can either print it off, have it on your smartphone when you go out, because you have to have it February 1st through
April 15th.
April 15th if you're out and about doing shed hunting. So once again, they don't want to stop anybody from doing it, but they want you to be a little bit prepared and a little educated when you head out to go do that, because we got to take care of the animals, or all of this is for nothing, really.
Right, yeah. We just want to look out for the well-being of the wildlife.
So. All right. Brandon, thank you so much for swinging by and talking to us this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.